From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, September 5th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Maine's U.S. Attorney and other state officials announced the launch of a new program today to better educate older Mainers about fraud and scams. Nicole Agrisco reports.
A new partnership, which includes the state's U.S. attorney, AARP Maine, Hannaford, and the Maine Council for Elder Abuse Prevention, has created informational materials that explain how to recognize and report elder fraud and online or phone scams. The brochures will be attached to prescription bags and given to pharmacy customers at Hannaford stores across Maine. Maine's U.S. attorney, Darcy McAwee, says the idea is to more widely spread information to Mainers about the scams they might encounter online.
So we're using the pharmacy as a conduit to reach older Mainers because we know from our statistics that so many people in an entire family, and specifically older Mainers, have prescriptions, and they go to the pharmacy. And if they don't go to the pharmacy themselves, their caregiver or their loved one does.
The FBI says nearly 400 Mainers over the age of 60 filed fraud complaints last year and reported losses of more than $7 million. Many more incidents likely go unreported. McAwee says the brochures will be available later this month. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Agrisco.
A $34 million cash infusion from the federal government will support repairs and upgrades for Maine's aging hydroelectric dams. Peter McGuire has more.
20 dam projects across the state will receive federal incentive payments to strengthen the electric grid and improve safety and environmental quality. Updates include installing new equipment to generate power and adding fish passage. Selected projects include Kennebec River dams in Skowhegan, Fairfield, and Waterville. The U.S. Department of Energy says it provided $430 million to nearly 300 projects across the country. Maine received the third biggest share out of 33 states. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Portland City Council unanimously approved a resolution last night calling for the city to divest from companies involved in weapons transfers and other business in Israel in response to the war in Gaza. The resolution drew several hours of emotional testimony from residents of a variety of backgrounds and political views. One Portland resident who introduced herself only as Soraya says as a Palestinian American, she sees the measure as a way to express solidarity with the Palestinian people.
This resolution will bring hope that one day Palestinian lives will be valued not only here in Portland, but throughout the world.
Others testified against the resolution. Julie Krasny argued it was not a matter for the city to take a position on.
It is not the duty of this council to declare sides or, frankly, to express any opinion regarding this longstanding international conflict. Passage of the resolution would increase polarization, fracture our already divided community.
Mayor Mark Dion said he supported the measure as a way to send a message to Maine's federal delegation and to the Israeli government that it is time to end the war. Portland's finance director says the city will comply with the resolution but does not expect any divestment to occur because the city does not directly hold any of the investments in its general fund. Holton Farms Dairy, the only dairy producer north of Portland, will halt milk production by the end of the month. Plant manager Eric Lincoln says the decision was driven by a decline in sales of milk and the closure of the dairy farm that supplies raw milk to the company.
It's a tough decision, very tough. Financially, it's the only thing we can do. We're losing money. We own everything we have, and we're not going to go borrow money to try to keep going that we know we can never pay back.
Holton Farms Dairy supplies milk to around 100 stores, Lincoln says. The company will continue to make other products, including ice cream, butter, and chocolate milk. The Environmental Protection Agency announced today $300 million in climate pollution reduction grants to communities on tribal lands and U.S. territories, including Indian Township in Maine. Molly Enking has more.
The Passamaquoddy tribe will receive $7.4 million to begin work on a community microgrid in Indian Township. The microgrid project is considered vital for the Passamaquoddy's 20-year plan to reach energy independence and carbon neutrality. During a press call Thursday, Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland said this grant program is, quote, guided by Indian country for Indian country. Funded as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, the grants are part of a larger effort by the Biden administration to update national energy grids, increase sources of renewable energy, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Molly Enking.
The union representing state workers has reached an agreement with the Mills administration to settle a labor practices complaint. Under the agreement, the state will retain a third-party consultant to conduct a study analyzing the compensation and classification of state employees. The consultant will produce a report by the end of the year, and then both parties will go into bargaining over the findings, says union president Mark Brunton.
Well, the classification system that is used for state positions has been in place since the early 1970s and was supposed to be updated every 10 years. We believe that work has not been adequately done in keeping the system up to date.
State employees will also get a one-time payment of $2,000 next month. In February, MSEA SEIU Local 1989 filed the complaint arguing the state violated its labor agreement and state law when it failed to complete a classification study. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling tomorrow morning at 11, a public health update. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.